way that you want that spot, we can block it out for you. Hang on here.
All right. Thank you so much, Sherry. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, is this Jose?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Jose. My name is Chris Hernandez. Jose is my dad's name, man. So, my mother's is Martinez. So it's funny.
Oh, really? That's crazy,
so,
man.
Yeah, it's so I'm Christian, and my dad's Jose, y luego Martinez Hernandez. So,
wow.
So, crazy, man. So anyhow, I know that you were speaking to Tara. She does a really good job of explaining a little bit more of what we do, and you know, you're doing remodeling, right? So painting services, are you doing texture? Pretty much everything, right? Okay.
Yeah, texture, anything like with interior floors, restroom remodels, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, my dad retired a while back. I used to help him when I was younger. I used to help him take off the popcorn ceiling so we would spray it so it could get soggy and then scrape it down. Spray the texture, do the you would call it the knockdown texture, and then wait for it to dry, paint it. Man, it's a whole process. So,
you gotta cover a lot of stuff.
Oh man, it's crazy. You gotta, like the plastic goes, you know, you definitely gotta have enough plastic to cover every single thing around the house so that way nothing gets dirty. Even the ceiling fans if you don't remove them, right? So it's crazy.
Yep.
So very familiar with the work that you do. So, you know, the number one key here is getting your company recognized or known when someone is looking for, you know, painting services, flooring, remodeling, any of the keywords that people enter on that first page of Google, we make sure that you come up as a top recommended option, okay? So here's an example. When I type in remodeling service, and you're in Houston, right? Okay, you got companies like Home Remedy, Smart Home Remodeling. There's a company called Unique Builders and Remodeling Houston, HTR, Houston, Texas Remodeling. This is just to give you some examples of companies that are coming up on that first page of Google, right? And that's where we would put your company. So anytime anyone is typing, once again, any of the services that you offer, we are going to make sure that you guys are coming up on that first page. So one of the things I noticed is that you have – a listing, but do you have anything else that you have going for the business, like maybe a Facebook page or a website, anything else like that for the company?
No, not yet. I'm going to just start doing the an IG page for it, start posting all the photos I have from my phone. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm just getting to it, getting the IG set up and all that stuff. So start,
okay, got it. That's good. Because people love seeing the before and after pictures. I'm pretty sure you have, like, a lot of pictures of work you've done, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, awesome. So that's what we would do. So what we do is we build websites as well. So we're not only going to put you on the first page of Google, we're actually going to build a customized website so you can put pictures of before and after work. We could put a little bit more of, you know, videos, the services you offer. So it just gives, you know, that feel of professionalism. So people could see a little bit more of the company. You know what I mean? So I sent you a text message. Were you able to get that by chance on this number?
Yeah, you had Google Partners.
Yeah. So one of the things yep, that's correct. So one of the things I wanted to show you is that we're Google Partners, and what that means is that Google will reach out to the big companies like Apple, Samsung, Toyota, you know, stuff like that. And then what they do is they have partners like my company that we work with Google, you know, as far as a partnership to sell their services. So we work with the small to medium-sized companies on Google. And then the second thing that I sent you is an example of a remodeling website. This is just an example. So if you open that up, you could see the difference of how that website would look. This is just an example. It says top tier remodeling, and then you can put the different services you offer. So it's like if you want to do remodeler, kitchen remodeler, you know, and so forth, right? Just different services you would offer. And then you could put the about us and have, you know, your gallery, which is pictures of work you've done, and then you can also post videos. So when people look your company up, you know, they can see everything that you can you know, that you, your company does or has done before, right? So we also put you on other platforms. So we create a professional Facebook business page. So I'm pretty sure you have a personal Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So we would create a professional one. So it's not going to mix with your personal because, you know, you don't want anybody looking at your personal stuff, right?
Right.
Right. But
right.
You want them to see your professional, like the Remodeling Martinez Co. LLC. So people can see, you know, some of the work you do there on Facebook. And then we also cover Yelp. We also cover, Apple Maps. Right, because people use iPhones, and then Amazon Alexa and Google Home. Okay, so two questions: Is the company licensed and insured, or not quite yet?
Yeah, I have the you're talking about the LLC. What's it called?
LLC.
It's LLC.
LLC. Okay, gotcha. And you guys have insurance for like insured, right? Limited liability. Right.
Yeah, I have insurance. Yes, correct.
Okay, and then for Texas, that's cool. I love Texas because there's no licensing required, you know?
Yeah.
That's hard. I love that. You know, you don't have to pay anything in Texas. I love it. Other states like California, man, I hate California. It sucks. They just ask for so much stuff. Oh, man. You have no clue. I was this close to moving to Texas just because the cost of living. You can get a big house for, you know, a fraction of the cost that you would pay here, like, you know, other places, like California. It's crazy. So, as far as everything that we provide, so I want to send you a quick text message to show you what I can do for you today, okay? And I want to make this as affordable as possible. So I sent you a text message with our pricing, okay? So if you open that up, I can guide you to what I can offer you as far as getting your website, Gary. With this, that's all you're going to need, right? If you want to create an Instagram, that's okay, or a TikTok. But you know what? No one really goes to TikTok to look for a remodeler, remodeling service.
Yeah.
It's good to have your post there, but, you know, when you want those leads or jobs, you know, Google is where people go the most part, right? So if you open up that link, did you see where it says take control of your online presence?
Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So if you scroll down a little bit more, so we've been in business for 21 years, and you'll also see our Google partnership badge. So that's just letting you know that we're partnered with Google. But if you scroll all the way down to you have three packages. One's an essential, a professional, and then the platinum. Do you see that?
Yes, yeah, platinum is.
Okay. So what I would offer you today, if you were to move forward with something like this, is I would get you the platinum package for the cost of the essential at $299. And as you can see, the platinum is usually $599, and there's a $299 setup fee, right? So it's kind of expensive. Since you guys are new in business and you guys are, you know, obviously wanting to grow the company, I can get you a 50% discount and then waive $200 off your setup fee. So you're looking at $398 to start and then $299 every month after that. But that includes everything. So you'll have Google. You'll be on the first page of Google. You'll be on Bing. We're going to make sure that you get programmed in correctly. You're going to have Facebook ads. We're going to put you on the directories like Yelp, Apple Maps, Google Home, Amazon Alexa. We're going to include the website at the price point of $398. So usually if you go through like GoDaddy or Wix, the website alone is going to cost you around $400 to $500 just for a website alone. That's why we usually have our pricing pretty high. But if, you know, this is something you want to lock in for the business, we can get you that website. And that's going to be a game changer for the business because once they type in remodeling service, painting services, interior, are you also doing exterior or just interior?
I'm doing exterior as well.
Okay, awesome. And any service that you want to really come up for, we're going to make sure we get you programmed in. So you can come in for any service, even flooring as well, if you guys are doing tile, cabinetry, you know, trim, if you guys are doing, you know, anything that practically that you want to come up for, we'll program you in for those keywords, okay? So that package, the platinum package, usually, once again, goes for $599 and there's a $299 setup fee. If you're willing to move forward for something like this and do something for the business to get you on Google, we can get you in at $398 to start and then $299 every month after that. So I would be giving you a 50% discount and, you know, just having a setup fee only $99, which is not bad at all. So, you know, if I can get in that rate of $299, $398 to start, $299, is that something you want to do for the business to get your company on Google and your website, get you all set up on there?
Yes.
Yeah.
How would I pay? Would I pay like on like with an Apple, like with not Apple Pay, with put in my card and pay it.
Yeah, so let me explain the how the process would be, okay, Jose? So what we do is first we have to make sure that we have you showing up on the first page correctly. So what I will do first is make sure that we're, you know, promoting your company right. So we're going to have it as remodeling. So let me ask you a question. To be on Google, you have it as just want to clarify because, you know, I could be wrong, okay? But you have it under remodeling, marminasco.llc. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So do you want it all in capitalized or do you want it lowercase? What do you feel would be best for the business?
Maybe just lowercase, the first letter capitalized and the CO and LLC capitalized.
Okay. I just want to make sure because you could do it however you want. There's no right or wrong. I just want to see how you feel like would look better for your business, you know, because I see you have an Angie listing online, because we're Google partners, we're able to see what you have online, I see it capitalized, so I don't know if you want to have it capitalized or not. It's completely up to you. There's no wrong or right answer, really, to be honest. So.
Okay, no, it'd be fine.
Keep it the same or lowercase?
You can lowercase it.
Lowercase. Okay, gotcha. All right, so we'll just put remodeling, Martinez. Okay, and do you have? I just want to make sure you have helpers that are helping you with the jobs, right? So because once we get you on Google, your phone's gonna start ringing. So
yes, I know.
Okay, I just want to make sure because that's what Google wants. They, you know, once we get people on that first page of Google, we want to make sure that you're able to really take on the business, right? Like the customers that are calling you.
Take care of the customers, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, cool. And then the LLC, we can always put it capitalized. So we'll do remodeling with the capital R, Martinez with the capital M, and then CO dot LLC. Okay. So we're going to send Google's going to verify that you guys are a business, obviously, but we're not going to send anything to your home address. But Google just wants to verify that the home address for the business is the 8610 Carriage Creek Drive. Is that correct? Houston, Texas?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. And then the number that we're on, the 832-970-0535, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then I know this is a dumb question, but I have to verify. Is your last name Martinez?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, cool. they always tell us to never never assume, but, you know, it's just kind of right there on the business. Okay. Do you have a good email for the business, or are you getting a personal email for you?
Yeah, I got an email for it.
Okay. It could be personal or business. It don't matter, really.
But I'm going to do the business email, and it is.
Yeah.
Let me get it for you real quick.
Yeah, sure. Take your time, man.
All right. It is a remodeling MTZ, 1921@icloud.com.
1921@icloud.com. Okay. icloud.com. Okay. You said MTZ, right?
Yes.
Okay. So remodeling MTZ, 1921@icloud.com, right? Okay.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure I got it correct. Cloud. Okay. All right. Yeah, so, okay. And then I just have a few questions. I want to make sure that we're having you programmed on Google the right way and make sure that you're coming up for every single service that you offer. So, number one, obviously, you guys are doing remodeling services, but are you guys doing, like, all types of remodeling, like kitchen, bathroom, like everything when it comes to remodeling or just certain types of jobs?
Everything from the interior, sheetrock, electrical, plumbing,
Oh, wow.
Floors, tiles.
Goodness gracious, you guys are doing everything.
Yes. Yes,
sir. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, but do you guys do any type of roofing by chance? No, right?
Yes, we do roofing as well. We have my crew. I have a different roofing crew group whenever I get some roofing.
Okay. Yeah. Sheetrock. Okay, rock roofing. You guys are doing electrical plumbing. Goodness, you guys do it all. I love it. Electrical plumbing. How about like HVAC? No, you guys don't do any of that,
yes.
Really?
Yeah, we do HVAC as well. We do insulation as well, blown in.
Okay.
Or top of insulation. Yeah, with the windows as well.
Flooring, windows. Windows. Like, what about, like, concrete and stuff like that? Do you guys do that or not? Not really.
Yes, we do concrete as well.
Concrete. Okay. Man, you guys are pretty much, you guys can pretty much build a whole house, I'm assuming. Wow. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. Because, so that way you're not limited to certain types of jobs. You can really take on as many jobs as possible. So when anyone's typing in on Google, so, you know, when you do a search on Google, let's say you're looking for teriyaki, like you're craving, I don't know, some Chinese food. You know, when you type that on Google on your, if you have an iPhone, on the map section, so that's how this would work. When people are typing remodeling services, you're going to show up on Google. So you're going to have the little red dot where the business is located, hours of operation, everything, that's going to be yours. So here, you're going to be promoting your own company on Google. So you wouldn't have to pay a different platform to get you those leads. Those leads are going to come directly through Google, right? And then you're going to have your own website. So it's going to, trust me, you're going to definitely love it because you're promoting your own company as a sole entity. You wouldn't have to kind of promote your company through a different type of service, right?
Right.
So I got remodeling. So it's painting services, sheetrock, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, flooring, windows, concrete. What are the things you can come up with that you think would be good? This is just for our technician. We're going to look into what people are searching on Google, but this is just for me to have an idea for the technician.
It'll be exterior would be like siding.
Siding, okay. Gotcha.
Siding, gutters.
Gutters, okay. That's awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You guys are doing anything like maybe hardscapes or no landscaping stuff?
Landscaping, not really. Even though it's called landscape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, like, what hours can clients call you? Like, if, you know, what hours do you guys be able to take phone calls from, you know, from your clients?
I can take from 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to 5.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion for you?
Yes.
All right. So, if you want to put 8 a.m. sounds pretty good. But one of the things that I do recommend is if you are willing to take calls maybe at 7 or 8 p.m., just to take a phone call from your clients, because obviously you're not going to go do the job right then and there, right? You're going to have an appointment to go do the bid on the job, right? So the reason I suggest maybe 7 or 8, maybe have it from 8 to 7 or 8 to 8, is because when people get off of work, they usually get off of work around 5 or 6, depending on traffic.
Yeah.
And then they get home, and then they talk to the wife, like, hey, when are you going to fix the roof? Or, hey, when are you going to remodel the kitchen? I can't even cook in this place anymore. So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they have those conversations, like, after hours, like, maybe, like, you know, not late at night, but, like, after dinner, around dinner time. So that way you're not missing on those clients. You know, you don't want to miss on opportunities. So maybe if you're able to take calls maybe from 7 or 8 just to take a call and make a quick appointment. I don't know. It's up to you, right? It's your business, but I just want to kind of show you.
Yeah, we could do you can put 7. 7 would be good.
7 would be good. Okay, perfect. And then would that be Monday through, like, Friday or Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday? What would you say?
I'll say Monday through Friday. And then probably on the Saturday, do, like, a smaller, like, a earlier, like, a 8 to 12. Something like that.
8 a.m. to 12. Okay, gotcha. 8 a.m. to 12. We'll do that. And then you could always switch it, like, you know, if you want to receive calls, you know, after a certain time, you can always let us know. We can update it for you. And then how far are you willing to travel for clients, would you say?
At, like, about an hour and a half.
Okay,
from Houston.
From Houston? Okay. So, like, maybe I would say, like, a 50-mile radius, give or take. That'll cover about an hour. Would you say that's good?
Yeah,
good?
But yeah, maybe like from Houston to like Sugar Land, mostly like Houston,
okay.
Or Houston to Katy as well.
Oh, you guys go to Katy as well? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Sugar Land, and then Katy. Okay. Okay. We'll do a 50-mile radius. And then what our technicians will do, they will also let you know what are good areas that people are searching for the service, right? So they'll be able to know exactly where are good spots where people, so that way we have your company listed in those spots, okay? And then do you have, you said you have pictures of work that you guys have done, right? Like before and after pictures?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, awesome. And then do you have a logo for the company or no logo?
Right now I'm working on it. I'm looking at a couple of logos that I'm doing myself, see how I like them.
Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Oh, the reason why is because I can offer you a logo creation with one of our technicians, since we're going to build a website for you. They can give you an example of different logos, and you can give them ideas, and you can create it with the technician at no additional cost.
Okay, that'd be great as well, to have those different ideas of those.
Yeah, they'll give you, so we got a lot of, I'm not supposed to say this, but like nerds, you know?
Yeah. Right.
You know, that's all they do. They do websites and they create logos and everything. So, you know, they can have really good ideas. We have a lot of technology that helps you kind of create different logos. And then if you like one, you can obviously, you know, say, hey, I want to go with this one, or you can modify it. Or, you know, once again, you can kind of have it as you want, customize it. Okay. And I'll include that at no additional cost. So we're usually charged for that, but you know, since you're like, okay, I'll be able to do it at no cost for you today. Okay. And then another question for you. You guys speak Spanish as well? I know the last name is Martinez, but I don't know, man. Do you guys speak Spanish?
Yes, Spanish and English.
Okay. You speak Spanish yourself too?
Say it again?
You speak Spanish yourself too?
Yes, I do, yes.
Okay, qué bueno, man. Yo hablo español, pero no muy bien, más o menos. Me defiendo.
Poquito, pero
eso es lo mejor, man, porque a veces, con los clientes agarra un poco más de confianza con la comunidad latina y pues es mejor ahí. So that's good. That's really, really good, man. Because there's a lot of people that don't know any at all, can't even, like, you know, it's like, man, that could be a missed opportunity right there, you know? That's really, really good. Okay. And then so what we do, right, just so you know the process, okay, so everything is will be sent to you in writing. You're going to have your terms and conditions. You're going to have everything. We have to also read what's called a 90-second voice verification. This is just to pretty much cross the T's and dot the I's, you know, meaning – you know, you got to make sure that we're since we're a Google partner, we have to do everything by the book, okay? I do have you at a discounted rate, which is good. So once again, I just want to be clear. What you're getting is you're getting the platinum package. So let's just recap of what this will include, okay? So I'm including the website. You'll have a www.remodelingmartinezco.llc.com, okay? You're going to have your Google business profile, and we're going to make sure it gets programmed for every service that you offer, so you're coming up on that first page. We're gonna create a brand new professional Facebook business page. We're gonna create a Yelp account and a listing. We're gonna program you on Apple Maps. We're gonna get you on Bing, which is another search engine through Microsoft. We're gonna get you on Amazon Alexa and Google Home. And then I'm gonna throw in the logo creation at no additional cost. Okay? So I'm pretty much giving you like the platinum package for just $398 for the first month, and it's $299 every month after that. So there's no long-term contracts here, okay, Jose? You're not married to this. Like, you know, you're not stuck into any type of long-term contract. All we do ask is for you to give us at least 3 months to get you all the work and get everything ready, so that way you're getting as many leads as possible. Especially right now, people are going to get their tax returns. And that's where, you know, the spring, summer, it's on, man. Be ready to start hiring more people, because it's, you know, people start doing a lot more stuff, you know, so it's definitely going to be really, really good for the business. Okay, so Oh, no, I'm telling you, man. Here's the thing. You Google it, everybody Googles it. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. If you're looking for a restaurant, if you're looking for a tire shop, a mechanic, even if you're looking for the weather, whatever the case may be, right? Or even if, you know, if you want to do DIY videos, like do-it-yourself videos, you go on YouTube, mm-hmm. right? And guess who owns YouTube?
Wow, yeah, okay.
Google owns YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they do, yeah.
Exactly. So you use Google for everything. So being on Google and having your company there, it's going to be, like you said, a blessing for your business. So I got everything set up here. I have to read a 90-second voice verification, and then you're going to get all your invoices and everything. And then tomorrow we can do an onboarding call with one of our technicians, so that way they can do the logo creation, everything, okay? But you're going to get everything in writing, so everything will be 100% secure, so that way you're good to go and you have everything in front of you, okay? But
okay,
in order for – yeah, go ahead.
Would I pay right now? Would I pay tomorrow? How would this work?
Yeah, great question. So in order to secure the listing, so secure the spot on the first page of Google and lock in that rate of the $398, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Right now, I'll give you the card number through the phone, or how would it work? Would you send me like
yeah,
a link
so,
with the phone?
No, so I'll take the number, and then you're going to get your invoice as soon as we enter the information to the system. So everything is 100% secure. And I have to, by law, and this is through Google's guidelines, we have to read that voice verification, okay? So you'll get everything 100% in writing, man.
And another quick question, because right now I have an appointment right now at 3:15, and I'm on the way already. How long would it take for this?
Oh, no worries.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, sorry about that. I didn't mean to cut you off. So literally, this is the last step. All we need to do is secure the listing, and then we choose a date tomorrow when you have time for the technician to go over the website. You're going to have pictures ready, everything. So I just need to secure the listing, get the payment information, enter it. I want to make sure you have everything in writing. So I promise you, before we end the call, you're going to have everything in writing. So that way, you know, you have everything for your record, you know.
Okay.
So I literally
yeah.
just need five minutes of your time at the most.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. So you said it's a Visa, MasterCard, American Express. What would it be?
I believe it's a Visa.
Okay. So then I'll read back the numbers, and then please let me know when you get your invoice. Because I want to make sure you have everything in writing, brother. I don't want to, you know, like, I want to make sure you feel 100% good, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, I'll read back those numbers for accuracy, and I'll enter into the system.
Give me a quick.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, dang it. I didn't bring my other card with me. Hold on.
Yeah, you can always switch it. So you can pay with one card now, and you can always switch it out to any other card you like. You know, the card's not going to permanently – it doesn't stay permanently on file. So if you have a card to secure the listing with, we can always, you know, swap it when you have another card later on before the next month. So there's no
– Right.
There's no worries on that, yeah.
Okay, so I think this one is a Visa,
okay.
But it's not under my name, so
okay.
I left my other wallet at home.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. I left my business card at home. That's
good. Yeah, no worries, man. It happens. I mean, sometimes when I forget my wallet, I use, like, different things like Apple Pay and stuff like that, but, you know. So we can enter this one. You could always change it to a different card later down the road. If you want to change it to the business card down the road, that's fine.
Okay, so the card number is 4005.
4005?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
7017.
7017, okay.
0006.
Gotcha. 0006.
3928.
3928. Gotcha. And the expiration month and year?
10.
Okay.
Oh, this is the wrong card, too. It was 1024.
I think it's Chase Flyers. Oh,
okay.
Man. Hold on.
Yeah, no worries. I'll take your time, man. Don't worry. Don't rush it.
Yeah, right now I'm driving. That's why it's a little hard.
Yeah, no worries. I get it, man.
Yeah. People have another card here. Because am I going to switch? They accept discovery cards?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah, we could do discovery. Yeah, that's not a problem.
Let me get my discovery card out.
Sure. Yeah, I haven't had one of those. I've only had, like, American Express, Visa, and MasterCard, but Discover.
Okay, this is, let's see. Yeah, let me... New card. There it is. Okay, the card number is going to be... Come on. It's loading.
Sure, no worries. Take your time, man. No rush. And then, so as we're waiting for that number, is it going to the same address, the 8610 Carriage Creek Drive, Houston? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, let me park real quick so I can get this.
Yeah. Take your time, man. Don't. I don't want you to rush anything, man. At the end of the day, like, you know.
Yes, sir.
And then also, we're going to give you a security question too. So when we call you, you know it's us. Okay, so that's very important. You get to choose from three questions: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What?
Okay.
What do you think would be a good question for?
First pet name.
All right. What's your first pet's name?
Spot.
Spot. Okay. I'm assuming you don't have that pet anymore, right?
No.
No, man. Do you have any dogs still or no?
Yeah, I have I have two dogs and a cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of
dog? I got the card.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a card is 6011.
Okay.
4101.
Gotcha.
2123.
Okay.
6959.
Okay. Gotcha.
And
so,
expiration?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
0930.
0930. Okay. And then the security code?
481.
481. So you're saying, I didn't mean to cut you off there. You said you have two dogs. What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a pit bull, and then I have like a pug mix. I don't know what type of dog. My dad just bought it. Like all of a sudden,
that,
so
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
My wife wants a pug so bad, like because
yeah.
The movie Men in Black.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I want a pit, and I want a pit bull too. But here, you know, my daughter, she made me buy a little Pomeranian.
Okay.
Which is like, man, those little Pomeranians are just like. They're girl dogs, so it's like I like big dogs, you know, so
yeah.
It's crazy. So let me repeat the card back to you. For some reason it's saying invalid account. This one's a Discover, so I'm gonna read it back to you. Let me know if it's correct. I got 6011 410.
I just got a notification from the bank saying that it's unusual transaction. But
okay,
you gotta verify it.
Yeah, okay, just you gotta verify, that's what it is. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So we got the correct information, but it's just that, okay. So if you press on that, it'll obviously let the payment go through, and then you're gonna receive your invoice. So I wanna make sure that, you know, you get your invoice so that way you have everything in writing, you know.
Okay, it's good, it's great, that's what it should be
okay.
Good to go.
Sure, good, okay. So, Give me 1 second. It's saying invalid transaction. Give me 1 second. Might take a little bit to do this real quick. Okay. Let me, let's give it a minute or so.
It went through.
Oh, it went through. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right. So like I mentioned, my wife wanted a, and my daughter wanted a little Pomeranian, but I'm like, man, this little thing's tiny. Like, how, you know, like, I'm a pretty big, I work out a lot, so I bench like 310. Yeah. So I'm not, but
yeah,
I'm short, you know, but a little stocky guy, right? And then I'm over here walking the little dog in the neighborhood, and then they're like, they see this pretty bulky guy, and then the little dog is like, and it just, you know, I want a pit bull, man. I want something, you know, more aggressive that looks nice. So either pit bull, Rottweiler, or maybe like a King Corso. I don't know if you know those dogs.
It's a big dog right there. King Corso,
yeah.
A big dog.
Yeah, they look aggressive. So the payment did go through, Jose. Let me know if you got your invoice, brother. I want to make sure you got all your invoicing and everything good to go.
Will it send it to the email?
Yeah, I sent it through text messages and through an email as well. Okay, so there's
Let me see. I haven't received a text message yet.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you again through text message, and it'll say initial invoice, and then on the email, it'll say, give me 1 second, I'm sending it through email again. It'll say local splash initial invoice, and then your, for both of them. It said that the email went through, but I just want to send it again just in case.
Okay.
Let me know if you did get that. By text, I sent it to text, and I sent it, I'm sending it through email again. And if you don't receive it in your inbox, just check your spam, just because we haven't had any correspondence before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let me know if you got that.
Okay, so right here, I gotta set the terms for the
Splash. There you go. So that's your invoice. It says, hi, you know, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay, and then you gotta click on that, because click here. So this will give you access to our dashboard. So once you click the subscription terms, you type in your first and last name, click that you are able to receive text messages, and then hit enter.
Yeah.
And then one of the things that we have that's pretty cool when you get a chance is you can download our Local Splash app. So if you have an iPhone or an Android, you can type in Local Splash, and it'll give you access to our app. So we're one of the very few companies that actually has an app, so you could be able to track all the jobs you're getting through Google.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that later on tonight
whenever you get a chance, okay? So I just want to make sure you have that. And then, so I'm going to read this, I just need 5 more minutes, I know you're out of time. And then, when would you like our technician to call you tomorrow for that client onboarding call? When do you feel would be best?
1 p.m. would be fine. Let me see. Maybe we're gonna do 10.
Okay.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay. Let me see what time they have available. So, we can do 10 a.m. You want 10 a.m.?
Yeah, 10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, we'll do 10 a.m. Okay. So basically, I'm gonna send you an invitation as well for that client onboarding call. Just a couple things to please have ready for me, Jose, by tonight. Just have pictures of work you guys done, before and after pictures, and then that way we can put that on your website. And then just if you have ideas for the logo, please let me know. Have them ready so that way when the technician calls you, they can help you create a logo for the business as well, okay? So having that. And I'm sending you right now an invitation for that onboarding call, okay? So I just have to read this 90-second voice verification. This is just for your protection, just to make sure that everything that we're going to do for you is accurate, okay? And then all that's all we got to do for today, and tomorrow we have that onboarding call, okay? So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Rimani Martinez Cole, LLC.
Okay, great. Thank you. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Jose Martinez, owner.
Okay. Perfect, thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you authorized on the billing of the account, meaning if you're using your card? Not a stolen card.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Jose, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, you might get calls from third-party vendors unrelated to us. So that what we did is we created you a question. So everybody should know that your dog's pet's name, your first pet's name was Spot. So if we call you and you're like, hey, who's this? Oh, we're local Splash. Okay, what's my security question? Boom. You know, we'll say Spot,
okay,
the answer, okay? So,
okay.
Perfect. Now it says, in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is saying is if another company calls you, tries to sell you something similar, you know, just let us know so that way you're not paying for something that we're already doing. Make sense? We want to make sure you save your money.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as, you know, getting you verified on Google, they might ask for a couple things, pictures of work you've done, pictures of, you know, maybe a business card or even, like, the insurance, stuff like that. Would you be able to provide that within the first 7 days if that's, you know, if Google asks for that?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Now, your payment for the initial account setup is charged today. So it's at a discounted rate of $398. So once again, we're asking for you to stake it out for 3 months, 3 month verbal agreement, and then after that, you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is call client support. And I'm texting you also my number, my direct number, so if you have questions or concerns, you can call me directly, and I'll be able to answer. My name is Chris Hernandez Martinez, okay? So that's my name, okay? So I texted it over to you already. Now, I sent you the invitation for the client onboarding tomorrow, and that's going to be once again at 10 a.m., okay? So 10 a.m.
Yes.
Okay? Now, I know you're busy, but do you have any other questions for me, Jose? Anything else that you're unsure of or unclear about?
So far, it's been pretty clear. So far,
okay.
So good.
So far, so good. Okay, perfect. Well, you know, thank you for giving me the time. I know you're a busy man trying to make money, so I'll let you go. But tomorrow, please answer the call. If anything changes, text me, and we can reschedule the call for tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate you, man.
Okay, you too. Talk to you soon, sir. Okay,
good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.